somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die.
Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
There's been times in my life when I was down in despair. I fell down on my knees, called on God in prayer. Well, I thanked Him for His blessings, I named them one by one. But most of all, I thank God for all He's done.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
Testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made pillars for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify.
Anybody got a testimony this morning? Anybody just want to give the Lord a hand wave of praise? Let's just thank Him. Amen, amen. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. So glad to see each and every one of you this morning. Just want to praise God and thank Him for His many, many blessings. As we get ready to go, if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh yes, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You this morning. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come to You, dear Lord, and we open up this service, dear Lord, we release all that we have. Dear Lord, we just give it all to You, my Lord. Because without You, we're nothing. Dear Lord, You are the great I am. And dear Lord, we just praise and worship You. I thank You for each and every family represented here today. Not only here in the sanctuary, but in our children's church, dear Lord. And I know that Your presence is all amongst us. And, dear Lord, we just thank You. And, dear Lord, for this special day You've given us, dear Lord, and this time we have, dear Lord, we ask for Your Word, dear Lord, to come forth to each and every one of us. May we open up our eyes, our ears, and our heart to be receptive to the message that You have for us. Lord, we ask now that You'll just bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family as they go about Your work. Lord, we ask that You'll accept every song sung, every instrument played, dear Lord, to worship and praise You. Dear Lord, now as we gather with and ask You for each and every prayer request that's gone forward. Dear Lord, You see the hands that were raised this morning. You know the depths of our heart, dear Lord. You know the needs that we cry out for. And Lord, we're praying for our homes, our community, our state, our nation. Dear Lord, for this time, dear Lord, we ask for your presence to be amongst each and every one of us. Dear Lord, may we seek you first in the kingdom of God, dear Lord, and we just place it all into your mighty hands. Again, dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. Let's give him another clap. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry, Miss Jennifer, but it's page 52. Jesus, hold my hand. Everybody get your hymnal and turn to page 52. Jesus, hold my hand. So good to have our choir back this morning.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Jesus, hold my hand.
Take me to the sinking sand in the fire's night.
You may be seated if you can. I'm just going to, not to add to the song, because the writer put it justly. And the Lord, I know the Lord's Spirit was there. But before we go into battle, before we go into a war, before we go to work, before we go into any situation, school, whatever it may be, that we know that if we go to the Lord in prayer, it's not that I hope, it's I know that You'll meet me there. And we just want to put Him in our life and everything that we do and seek Him out. And just know that God hears our prayer and our cry. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Just want to thank each and every one of you. And I know we've been mentioning it a little bit more the last couple of weeks. But don't forget our food closet. Don't forget the needs that are there, from the monetary gifts that will help with the perishables to the dry goods. There are other ministries. Don't forget about all of our ladies' ministries, men's ministry, the children, everything that's going forward. And we're just going to ask God just to take each and every one and continue to bless as He always has. And also, for anyone that's watching our feed, if you will need a prayer request to go forth, please post it and we'll be glad, glad to pray. We just love the Lord around here. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Father, we just ask now that You bless this offering, dear Lord. Father, we ask to bless the one that takes the gift of those that don't. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we sing, Jesus Rescues Me. Going through so many changes, what's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. Troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side.
Every mountain seems too high. Every river looks too wide.
Why?
In my dreams,
yeah. looking for an answer, searching for some hope to hold. Those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. He sees those walls that you can't climb. He will heal your hurting soul and lead you safely.
Yeah, I said
I'm just a man.
Praise God. Oh, that the world could see nobody but Jesus. Amen. Whenever they look around, they begin to see the goodness in others. Amen. And only a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ can cause us to look through those spiritual eyes. Amen. Eyes of faith. Amen. Got any blessed folks in the house this morning? Amen. Good to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Good to feel this holy presence. We're going to try to fulfill a request this morning. Let's do it in flat.
This heavy load I carry, don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees, for I know a place where all my load will lie. I'll be alright soon as I touch God. To God. Hallelujah. Just want to say a very heartfelt thank you to all of the birthday wishes that we've been receiving this morning. It means so very much to us, and we appreciate each and every one of them, and we love you from the depths of our heart. God has been gracious to us to allow us to have another year, and we appreciate it so very much, and we appreciate your love and your thoughts. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles this morning, how many came with the Word? Glory to God. Thank God for the Word. How many knows we need a weapon in the day and hour that we're living in? Amen. The sword of the Spirit and the Word of God. If you would, go with us to the book of Zechariah, chapter number 13. Has God been good to anybody this week? Anybody at all? Just give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Zechariah, the 13th chapter, verses number 8 and verse number 9. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word this morning. Again, from the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. The Bible reads this way. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. But the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come today to love and to thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for this group of people who have gathered here today, God, to worship and praise and lift up your name. Father, I ask that the Holy Ghost, God, will anoint my lips of clay this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would saturate this sanctuary. God, let it come down as the thickness of a holy cloud. Father, I pray this morning, God, that the words, Lord, that you have caused us to read this morning, God, will sink deep into our heart and into our spirit. God, that we might look to you for peace, for joy, God, and for our strength, too. I pray for those who are suffering, those who are sick, those who are afflicted this morning, God, we pray for healing. We ask you now, God, to just have your will and your way. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor and just kind of wave at them. Tell them you love them. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning. God's people are so precious. Amen. So precious. We thank God for each and every one of you, those who may be viewing this morning. For a little while, we want to go to the Word of God this morning and bring this message entitled, Through the Fire. Through the Fire. There's been a lot of reference made about the fire and about how that we must suffer things down here. And how many knows that the suffering is only temporal or temporary? And how many knows the joy is going to far outweigh any kind of affliction or temptation or trials that you and I go through down here? When you see what the Lord has prepared for us, it's going to be glorious. But the Lord laid this upon my heart this particular week, and as I began to read and research and just kind of look through, first of all, I want to read you the definition of refine. It basically means to free something from impurities or unwanted material. Now, doesn't that sound good? You know, we can pray the prayer, Lord, refine me. But when we pray that prayer, refine me, be prepared, amen, for what it takes to refine something or someone. It's not the most pleasant of situations or circumstances, but the benefits are well worth it. So the Bible says here, amen, that I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver as refined, and will try them as gold is tried. Also, when you refine something, you make it better. Amen? You make it better. The prophet here basically is prophesying future events that are pertaining to the nation of Israel. But many would agree that he's also prophesying concerning the church of today. Now, the church that I'm talking about is the body of believers, those that are true to the Spirit and to the Word of God. And I believe that there is a situation that may be taking place even as we speak at this particular time, that God is preparing his people. He's making them better, so to speak. He's strengthening us through his power. As I said, it's not always a pleasant thing to be strengthened with the power of God. But in every single case, it is always beneficial. It is the glorious, most precious life that there is to live for the Lord. But when we live for the Lord, we must understand that there's certain sacrifices, commitments, dedication, and faith that we must adhere to
when we dedicate and give our life unto the Lord. But it's well worth it. The prophet talks about pertaining to the nation of Israel and what they must go through. And listen, it's terrible to think, amen, that what he's saying, that two parts or two-thirds will be cut off and die. Now, whether the prophet is talking concerning a natural process where people actually die, or whether he's pertaining to a prophetic a word that maybe spiritually they will die, in either case, it is a travesty, a tragedy to think that two-thirds will be cut off. You know, as I was praying this week, and I was praying for the entire world, I was praying in general, I was praying that God would come down and he would heal the land and bless the folks and turn their evil minds, turn them to a righteous state of mind. And then God reminded me of this particular scripture. It is so heartbreaking to know that there's some people that are not going to turn their life over to God regardless of the consequences or situation. And my spiritual heart bleeds for that fact, amen, because it is not my will that any should perish. I would love to see everyone born again, living a righteous and holy life for the Lord, but according to the Word of God, there's going to be some that will not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's some, amen, that will turn a deaf ear to that call, and that's heartbreaking. But he also ensures us that there's going to be a third. There's going to be a part, amen, that's going to go through the fire. A part. And I thought about that, and I thought about how that we are in our finite minds and how we reward those. And it goes within our family. It goes in our places of work or whatever, how we reward those that are good employees, how we reward those children, amen, that mind and do the chores and the things that they need to do. And many, many times there's punishment for those that don't. And I begin to think about this. It's almost like the prophet saying, there's going to be punishment for those, or that third, that holds on to God. When you talk about the fire, when you talk about a refining process, our natural minds begin to think, Lord, why are you going to put me through this? Why are we going to have to suffer? Why will we have to go through a spiritual fire? But the benefits that we talk about, and the benefits that God is going to have us to come out, amen, the impurities will be burned away. All of those faults and failures will be burned away. We'll be stronger for it. We'll be better for it. Amen. We'll be closer to the Lord. I've learned that through problems and trials and situations, sometimes when I'm on my knees, that's when I'm closest to God, because he knows my heart, and I pour my heart out to him, and I'm not going to complain. I know it's easy to complain, and I know it's easy to see the terrible things, but I'm seeing that as an opportunity for God to purge me, for God to get all the impurities out and fill it up with love and mercy and grace and forgiveness and righteousness. Those are the attributes of God that every Christian needs to learn to yearn for. God said, these are my people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to lift your hand and thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. These are my people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those words begin to ring in my heart and in my spirit. Amen. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. These are my people. Glory to God. Those that are true to the Word of God. Those that remain strong, those that remain fervent in spirit, those that will serve him regardless of circumstance, regardless of the environment around us. God looks down and says, those are my people. Glory to God. Those are the ones that I have chosen. Those are the ones that have accepted my Lord or my Savior Jesus Christ. Those are the ones that have been infilled with his Holy Spirit. And then I think about that. That God is so loving and so concerned about his people. He said that. He said, these are my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. I know I've had a birthday, but sometimes I like to think I really hadn't been here all that long either. But can I tell you, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that I would live in an environment when people actually, seemingly hate the Lord Jesus Christ and hate everything that a Christian stands for. You would think that we, as God's people, amen, would be protected from that type of ill feelings and hurtful feelings. But let me tell you something, folks. I have found out that when the early church was persecuted, when the early church was beaten, when the early church, amen, the people would come in and they would try to tear them up. Those are the times that the church multiplied. Those are the times that the church grew. Why? Because they had nowhere else to turn to except God. Can I remind you, we're living in a day when we got nowhere else to turn to except God. He is my God. I'm glad to proclaim that He is my God. I'm glad to proclaim that I am a Christian. Can I tell you, that's not a popular thing to say. In fact, many would think that that would be offensive if we declare ourselves to be a Christian. But I think the church has been silent a little too long. Come on, I think that we've tried to be polite about it a little too much. Amen. I think it's time that we say, I'm born again. Amen. I've been washed by the blessed, precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm proud of it. And I don't care who knows it. Amen. Glory to God. And these are God's people. And in our way of thinking, because God said, these are my people, then I will put them in a little place and I will place a little hedge about them and they won't be offended and they won't be hurt and they won't go through trials and they won't go through afflictions. But that's not what the Bible said. Mother used to have a little saying. She'd take my hand, mine and my brother's hand, and she'd see that lifeline. Everybody, you got a lifeline that's right there. And she would turn that around like that, and she said, you see that M? And I said, yeah, it looks like an M. She said, that means you're going to have lots of money. All for it. Sounds good. Then she would take that same hand, and she would turn it upside down, and she said, you see that W? Yeah, that means you're going to have to work for it. Amen. Glory to God. God reminded me that it is a blessing to be a Christian. Oh, it's wonderful. It satisfies my soul. I know that I can't make it without Him. I know it's not about me. I know it's not about us. I know it's all about Him. I know there's no better life than living a life for the Lord. I know what it means to be sold out to the Lord. That means you put Him first at the very top of the list. Everything else pales in comparison. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All of our other desires must come below Him. But I've also been reminded that he whom God loves, He chastens. And He corrects. And He purges. And He refines to suit Him. Glory to God. How many found out very quickly, when you begin to reach adulthood, everything's not a bed of roses? Come on. Life can be very difficult at times. Can be downright hard at times. Amen. I think that is a misconception of many young converts and many saints of God, that when they think that the Lord, when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, they think that all their troubles and trials are over. But they're not. But here's the wonderful thing. God promises us that He'll be with us through every single one of them. Thank God for that. And it will be beneficial. It's not pleasant. I was reminded too, Brother Jim, you know, this week we went down to our hunting land. And it's a lot of land down there, a lot of pulpwood and pine. And those that tend to the lumber and all. They have to come in every once in a while for a controlled burning. I'm not talking about a forest fire that's out of control. I'm talking about a controlled burning. And they have to know what they're doing. They have to know the wind direction. They have to know the brakes, the fire brakes and all that. It's very controlled. You would think it would be awful to set fire to some underbrush that's dry. But in controlled situations, I want you to let that sink in a minute. In controlled situations, it is not only needful, but it's beneficial. And we had gone down a couple of weeks ago, and these big, tall, beautiful, beautiful pines that grow up so good and straight and tall were scorched, probably 20, 25 foot high, scorched. But the tops were green. Fire was hot, but it didn't kill them. But what it did kill was all of that underbrush and all of those browse and all of those vines that creep up and suck the very nutrients out of those pines, clinging to them and trying to bring them down and trying to cause death. And not only that, the parasites and the bugs and the beetles and all of that stuff that are detrimental to the pines that really grow and reproduce, and all of that underbrush, all of the sudden, all of that was burned. It was charred. It looked terrible. It almost looked like a war zone as we looked, and it had that smell. That was about 2 weeks ago. This past week, we went down and we were going through the little logging road, and we turned the curve and we looked on that same parched ground, and all of a sudden we both kind of looked at each other, and it was almost like a light bulb went off and the rays from God just shined down. There was the prettiest, luscious, green growing grass right up around all of those pines. It almost looked like it was a different place entirely. Place 2 weeks ago that was burned and charred and looked like it was lifeless, and looked like that all hope was gone, and everywhere you looked it was dark and gloomy, and it had that smell about it. All of a sudden life kicked in. Hallelujah. Why? Because the roots were so deep. Oh, glory to God, that the fire couldn't touch them. I said the roots were so embedded, amen, that when it burned everything, amen, off that was not needed, everything off that was detrimental, lush, green grass begin to grow. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder God lets us see things in nature, and He speaks to our hearts. Little things like, if I can do that to a forest, can I do the very same thing to the church? This third that the prophet was referring to, this third that was not killed off and not cut off and not died through whatever circumstance there was. And I know he was referring to Israel, but I believe I see a type and shadow here of the church world today, of the world that you and I are living in. Again, whether it be a natural death or a spiritual death, it's both detrimental and harmful. But the third that he calls my people, rather than setting them on a pinnacle, rather than setting them on a high plateau and protecting them, I've noticed something that Tony goes through with Trey. Sometimes when Trey has a scrape or a cut, and I can identify with this, Tony will be compassionate, but he doesn't pet him. He'll see to the situation, but he'll tell him to shake it off. Shake it off. It'll make you tougher. Now, the eyes of a little 7 or 8 year old boy sometimes don't understand that, because I was told the same thing. In fact, when tears would well up in my eyes, my daddy said, "Don't you cry. Don't you dare cry. You get up. You get up, it'll make you stronger." So I picked my broken leg up and I got up. No. No. You see, sometimes we want attention because of a little scrape. Because of a little nick. And when we understand the big picture, it scabs over. It heals. And it even becomes stronger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said this third part. These are my people. I protected them. Now I'm going to put them through the fire. Now, you know, words mean something. I am so glad that God didn't say, these are my people and I'm going to put them in the fire. Some of you still think you're in the fire. But some of you have caught a hold of the fact, no, I'm through the fire. Glory to God. I'm not here to stay. I'm here to get stronger. I'm here to get more in tune to God. And what God is putting me in, I'm going to go through it with His help and His protection. Glory to God. Because it's going to be beneficial to them. It's going to refine them. It's going to burn away the impurities. Amen. The three Hebrew children. Hallelujah. Fire was detrimental to the flesh, but God protected them from that. How do we know that it was hot enough? Because it burned the very ropes and things that had them bound. But it didn't even scorch the hair on their head. But let me tell you what it did do. The fire would be detrimental, it was also instrumental to their spirit. Do you understand what a testimony Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had when they came out of the fire? Glory to God. Sometimes we don't have a real stirring testimony because we haven't been through the fire. But you show me somebody who's been through the fire. Amen. And they've come out on the other side victorious. Glory to God. They can stand and proclaim a testimony that God didn't keep me from it, but He certainly kept me through it. He was with me each and every step. God will be with us through the fire. Through the fire. To free something from impurities, unwanted material. When you refine something, you make it better. You make it better. Glory to God. Lord, I don't know about this, and this one's hot. This one's tough. Glory to God. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. This is the time that we need to have a mindset that God will be victorious. We need to remind us, each and every one of us, God's going to see us through. God's going to see you through. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. I love it. He says, I promise, I will be with you always, even unto the end. Through the fire. Through the fire. Not in the fire. Through the fire. Not in a situation. I'm going through a situation. Glory to God. You know, it's a mindset. And I've said this before. You talk to some folks, how you doing? Oh, I'm trying to catch a cold. You'll get it. Keep trying, you'll catch it. And then there's others, I'm trying to get rid of a cold. Amen. I want to be on that side. Amen. I'm not trying to get sick. I'm trying to get better. Come on. I'm not trying to get down. I'm trying to get up. Glory to God. I'm not trying to get confused in this situation. I'm trying to get a clear-cut mind. Amen. That my faith and trust is in God. It's not in man. It's not in anything else. And I know that He will lead me and guide me and see me through. Glory to God. But sometimes it's not a pleasant thought of the situations that we have to go through. Isaiah chapter 48. Don't you love it when the Bible backs up these things, not in just one particular prophet, but in others, lets me to know that God is in charge and God moved on the prophets to write, and God is not confusing in His Word. If you'll search it out, amen, you'll find time and time again that the Word backs itself up, amen, and refers to the same. I love, amen, when the confirmation of the Word of God. I love it. I love it when Christ speaks to me in my heart, and then I see the Word of God, and it illuminates and lets me know that my faith and trust is in God. In Isaiah chapter 48, I want to read verse 10 and 11, if I may, this morning. And God speaks through the prophet, and the prophet says, "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." Glory to God. Hallelujah. You show me a group of people that can lift their hands and praise God in the midst of affliction, I'll show you people got victory. Glory to God. It ain't hard to praise the Lord when everything's going great. To lift up the name of the Lord and glorify Him and praise Him. But somebody who in the midst of affliction can lift their hands and glorify and praise God in the furnace of affliction. God said, "I have chosen thee from the furnace of affliction." Amen. "And for mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory unto another." When we pray this week, we don't need to pray, "God, can you see what's going on?" Because He already knows. There's going to be a line drawn. I believe with all of my heart. Amen. I believe God is going to be the one that gets the glory out of all of this situation, out of all of this turmoil. Because God will not allow things to go beyond what His word will be. "I will not give my glory unto another." When somebody tries to raise up something higher than God Himself, you look for a great fall. Because God is going to be the one that's going to take care of that situation. But He's chosen us out of the furnace of affliction. Glory to God. I know the battle gets hot. I know so many times it seems like we're never, ever going to see victory again. But can I tell you this morning, you're going through the fire. You're going through the affliction. Glory to God. You're going to come out on the other side stronger, more vibrant. That lush green, I can see it now, even in my mind as I close my eyes, as we turn that little corner. What once was burned and charcoaled and had that old smell of smoke was now a thriving little place of greenery, lush green growth. Amen. Sprouting up. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, I can see that in the church. As those impurities begin to be burned away, as those things, amen, that have been a hardship on us, those things have been a weight, those things of contraband that we have piled on our shoulders over the years of working and striving and living for the Lord, amen, when God, the holy power of God, begins to burn those impurities away from us, begins to get our eyes off of the world and off of the situations and our eyes on the Lord, amen, we'll find that in the place of that charcoal burn lifestyle that we had, we'll now find the lush growth of the Holy Spirit flourishing, amen, strengthening, very vibrant and real and strong. And those are the things, those are the times that God wants to speak to us, lead us and guide us with His direction and with His word. I can't encourage us enough during the time that we're going through. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Not just read a scripture and say, "I've done it today," but search out the scriptures. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. You'll be strengthened by that. Sometimes it may not set well. How many has ever opened the Bible and you begin to read and it kind of goes against your flesh and you say, "Oh, I'm not going to read that"? Those are the times that it is really, really instrumental for us. It's beneficial for us because it's burning away the materials, burning away the impurities, and in its place, it's putting that fresh growth, amen, that spiritual dependence on the Lord. I found out that the longer I live, the more dependent I am on God. But I've also found out that He is always there for us and always there with us. May God bless you. I love you from the depths of my heart, and I want us to be strong during these times. Amen. These are the times the church really, really ought to band together. These are the times that Christians ought to band together, pray one for another, keep one another on our hearts, not only just when one is sick, but when one, amen, is, it just, you know, God has a way of placing people's names on our mind. And I know that when he does that, it's not just because it just randomly come by, but maybe they're standing in need of our prayer. So this week, as you think about different family members, different church members, different brothers and sisters, just stop whatever you're doing for just a moment or two and just say, Lord, be with them and bless them. Whatever they're going through, Lord, you see the need. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen them this very minute. And I will assure you, people all over the church will begin to feel the benefits of that prayer. I love you. I love you so very much. Again, thank you, amen, for all the kind wishes for the birthday and appreciation and the love that you give us, not only on our birthday, but 365 days of the year. And we appreciate your attendance this morning. May God bless you. May God keep you. Would you stand? Remember, tonight we will be having our first evening service since the pandemic or the virus. Amen. We're going to meet tonight. Glorify and praise the Lord. Hopefully you can be with us, amen, and looking for a great time in the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Well, okay. You going to need a microphone? A microphone. Oh, she wants everybody to sing it? Oh, okay. Well, church, y'all feel like singing? They did it for me when we first started the service this morning, but that was in Sunday school. If y'all want to sing that... For Kira. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. 49 of the happiest years that I have ever been able to enjoy. And Daddy used to say, you know, when he'd ask somebody how old are you on your birthday, and they'd tell him, he said, did you count the years you went barefooted? You got to throw them in there too. But thank God for all 68 years of those. Yes, ma'am. Okay, choir practice starts again tonight at 5. Musicians here at 4:30. Getting ready to crank it up, amen, for a wonderful night of just glorifying and praising the Lord. And if you like singing, I got a feeling tonight we're going to have some singing. It's just it's going to be a joy to meet again on night service. So God bless each and every one of you. Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer? May you have a blessed, blessed day.
Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning. Let's pray. Yes, Miss Linda. Amen. Amen. A lot of ministries cranking back up. Love it. The Ida Bell Circle, and then the ladies are just special time. So if you can, ladies, if you can at all, that'd be great.
Amazing Grace, I haven't forgot about none of y'all, but we got to wait until we can all get together. We will get back together. So y'all don't think y'all forgot about me, you're not.
Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is open if anyone needs prayer this morning or direction. We know, mighty God, the great I am, that will hear our prayers. All righty. Well, this part, instead of saying we're dismissing, we're going to say we're going to take intermission. And you're all invited back for service tonight. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for your mighty word and for allowing us to feast at your table and on your word, dear Lord. Lord, now we ask that you'll just let us be attuned to this message, Lord, as we go forth. Lord, we put all our faith in you. Lord, you will carry us through every situation, no matter what, if we just look at you first. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every family represented this morning. Lord, strengthen and guide us. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. In Jesus' name we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening.